Today's daf is Peches. We're a little bit lagging, so we'll begin on Pei Zayin and Beis from the Gemara right after the long Mishnah. Hopefully we'll remember some of the Mishnah about Shimya and heard from either an Eid Echad or Shtei Eidim or Beis in different combinations that she's permitted to marry her husband rather died, and therefore she's permitted to marry somebody else, so she goes ahead and marries someone else, and it turns out her husband never died, her husband shows up at the door, what's going on here? Depending on the scenario, what was the heter in the first place, that tells us whether she has to divorce the first husband or not. Certainly she doesn't stay married to the second husband, because there's never heter in the first place, but do we view that as being onus, that she married the second person, and she could therefore stay married to her first husband, or it was really a shogeg, she really should have done more research on her own. So depending on the scenarios, depending on the opinions. So the Gemara now says, Midakasani Seifa, from the Seifa of the Mishnah, Nises Shelo Bishus Mutaris Lechzorlo. So the fact that the Seifa says if she gets married without Rishus, she's mutter to go back to her first husband. What do you mean, Shelo Bishus Bezin Ela Be'edim? She did not have Rishus of Bezin, rather she had Edim. She had two Edim. Two Edim came and said, listen, you're allowed to get married, your husband died. So two Edim is something that the Torah acknowledges as Nemanus, and she's allowed to go ahead and get married. And if it turns out her husband never died, she's allowed to get married to stay married to her first husband because she did what the Torah told her to do, and she was completely honest. Two Edim said something, she listened to them. Michlal de Reisha, this implies that the Reisha, Bishus Bezin Ubeida Echad. The first part of the Mishnah, which told us that she is not allowed to stay married to her first husband, she has to divorce from her first husband as well, that must be a case where there is only one aid with the Rishus HaBezin. Even though the one aid and Rishus HaBezin, the Bezin allowed her to do it based on one aid is not really viewed as a full aidus, and therefore she should have done further research. Since she did not, she's not completely honest, and she has to get divorced from her first husband. Yeah, Dov, you had a question?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know there was two of them,
mm-hmm.
and saying that her husband died.
Okay.
So you have in reality you have two situations: or she had a good marriage, or she had a bad marriage.
Okay. Right?
If she had a good marriage with the first husband, probably she won't cry over him and she won't remarry because it was good to her. If she had a bad marriage, mm-hmm. and she will get married, and the second marriage are better than the first one, why she will go back to the first one?
She wants to keep the Torah. The Torah says she's not allowed to.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So the Gemara says, so Amma, what we see from all of this, though, so now that we're saying the Mishnah is talking, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Reish is talking about Eid Echad, so what comes out is Alam of Eid Echad Ne'eman. So we see that the concept, one Eid is believed. Vitnanami, furthermore, we found a Mishnah that tells us, Huchzak, this Mishnah, I think, found in this parak also. Yes, later on. Maybe not May later in the Masechta. Huchzakul yos masin aid mipaid aid v'isha mipi isha v'isha mipi eved mipi shivcha. So we are allowed to a woman's allowed to get married based on an aid echad that tells us that her husband died, and other halachas which we're not concerned with right now. But normally we don't allow an aid to say, I heard someone else tell me. The aid has to actually see. In this case, we can do it by word of mouth is enough aidus when it comes to a woman marrying her husband dying. So Alma, we see from this Mishnah also, aid echad me'eman. One aid's enough to allow her to get married. Vitnan, it's not over yet. We have another Mishnah, Nami, that tells us, aid echad omer achal techelev. One aid goes over to Reuven, and to Reuven, you ate chelev. Chelev's asur to be eating, it's issakaris. You have to bring a carbon. Since you ate b'shogeg, you have to bring a carbon. Hu amar Reuven says, no, what do you mean? Lo achalti, I didn't eat anything. Pater, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. So taima damer lo achalti, it's only because he said, I never ate. He went against the words of Eid Echad. Ha ishik, but let's say he stayed quiet. He was completely silent, didn't say anything. Mehemen, we do believe Eid Echad to mechayv him to bring a carbon. Alma Eid Echad mehemen. Midiraisa minolan. How do we know this? We see three different areas that we believe in Eid Echad. What's the source and Eid Echad is believed? The Gemara brings the Braisa that says the Tanya. Oh, hoda ilav chataso. The Pasuk says those four words. Talking about bringing a carbon chatas. A carbon chatas is brought whenever there is a person does something b'shogeg that if done b'mezid was a karis, but instead he did it b'shogeg, the punishment is he has to bring a carbon chatas. So the Pasuk says, oh, hoda ilav chataso. If it's known to him, he has to bring a carbon chatas. V'lo sh'yodiehu acherim. Not that others tell him, but that he has to, Elav has to know it on his own. So Gemara says, well, Yachal afa pisha eno machisho, ye pater, Well, one more thing. Let's say someone tells him you did something wrong, and he never protests. He never goes against it. Maybe he should be patur. Maybe it's only if he found out on his own that he did something wrong, and then he has to be a karbon. But let's say someone says, by the way, you should know what you ate was a chalev. He didn't figure this out on his own. Only somebody told him, and he stayed quiet. Maybe he should still be patur because he didn't come out to this conclusion on his own. Someone had to tell him about this. Tamalomer, oh hoda ilav, as long as it became known to him, even though he didn't know about it on his own, it was known, someone made it known to him, that's enough, mikol makom. So if someone else tells him he did something wrong and he rejects it, then we don't believe the people who tell him, the eid echad who tells him. But if somebody tells him and he stays quiet and he acknowledges what the person had told him, we do trust that eid echad, that what he ate was a chalev. He doesn't really know what he ate. Shimon says, by the way, Reuven, you should know you ate chalev. Really? He didn't know, but that's enough. We trust in Eidachar. That's how we read the Pesukim. So says the Gemara, Hechi Dami, Ilema de Asu Tre. So what's the case of this? These Eidim coming to tell the person he ate Chalev? Ilema de Asu Tre. If two people came, Lo Kamachi Chishalohu, and the guy Reuven doesn't reject them at all, Krolamali, what do you need a Pesuk for? Of course. If two Eidim, we know all over, Kol HaTar Kula, two Eidim are trusted. If two Eidim tell Reuven he did something wrong and he stays quiet, so what should they talk about? That's obvious. There's no need for a pasuk. Ella, lav chad, must be talking about where there's an eid echad. And when the guy Reuven does not protest what he says, the eid echad Shimon says, Reuven, you ate chalev. He just like shrugs his shoulders. So we believe him. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Shma mina eid echad neman. This is the source. The eid echad is believed. Ne eid echad neman be isurim. It comes to isurim. So Gemara says, wait a second. Is this proof so clear? How do you know that he has to bring a carbon because we believe the Eid Echad? Maybe it has nothing to do with Eid Echad. Maybe it has to do with the guy himself, Reuven, who violated Isser. But him staying quiet, we have a concept in the Shas that Shtika Koda. But his quietness, his silence, that is in essence that shows he's guilty. He's being molded. If he really had something to say, if he was against it, he would have argued. The fact that he stayed quiet, well, you know, no better admission than just accepting the guilt. So it must be because he was guilty, not because Eid Echad said it. Eid Echad just presented the situation. You ate chalef. Now, we don't believe the Eid Echad, but the fact that Reuven is quiet in the face of that accusation tells us that he himself is being moda, nothing to do with the nemanas of the Eid Echad. The Gemara says, Tate, I'll bring you a raya also that we don't believe the Eid Echad in this case. It's not because of the Eid Echad, but it's because of Reuven himself who stayed quiet. What's his raya? The Kasani Sefer, the Sefer of this of that discussion about eating chalev or not, says, Amru shnai machalta chalev. Two people go up to Reuven and said, Reuven, you ate a piece of chalev. Vu omar lo achalti, I didn't eat anything. He's pater. Rabbi Meir says, you're chayv to bring a carbon. So what's the basis? Some Rabbi Meir, kal v'chomer. Im heviu shnai lidei misa chamura lo yivi lidei carbon hakel. If two people could get Reuven to get killed for violating Shabbos, whatever it might be, certainly they could get him to bring a carbon. It's a much more makel type of halacha. So the Gemara says, Amru lo, no, the Chum say, you're right, the Kavachomer is very, very good Kavachomer, but there is a way out of this, because Amru lo, ma im yir telomar mezid ha'isi. The guy, Reuven, could say, you're right, I ate chalev, but I ate b'mezid. The only time a person has to bring a carbon when he eats chalev b'shogeg. How do you know my intentions? My intentions were I did it b'mezid. So you're right, I ate it, but I did it b'mezid. So for technicality, we get him, he's off the hook from bringing a carbon. But we still, so we see from...
B'mezid?
Sorry, what?
B'mezid?
If a guy eats chalev b'mezid, he doesn't bring a carbon. He violates a lav.
Meaning, so there's no punishment?
He gets karis.
Oh.
He gets karis. Right. But if for him to bring a carbon, has to be b'shogeg.
But karet is not... Bedin, it's Bede Shammai.
Exactly.
So Bedin don't do anything.
Correct.
They say Hashem will take care of you.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Right. So we're trying to bring a proof from here, though, that...
What's his svara? Okay, Kava Chomer, Im Vyushnaim Nidei Mita. So he said, Mezi, so against the repair.
So this Gemara appears in a few places in Shas, but Matir is a famous one, and Krisus. It comes up a few places and requires deeper analysis. We don't have time for this, but the basic dialogue is as follows. Right, Meir says, if the case is two Edom say Reuven ate Chalef. So Meir says, two Edom are believed anywhere. They're believed to get a guy to get killed for violating whatever Isser might be. Certainly they could get him to bring a carbon, so of course we trust the two Edom.
Okay.
Chacham say there's a technicality. We trust them, but they don't know whether it's mezid or shogeg. So since the guy could claim I ate it mezid and I would be off the hook from bringing a carbon,
uh-huh.
So
just to be Jesse, and that's the Coleman.
Exactly.
Okay.
Fine. So we're trying to bring a raya from here, though, that shtika koda, what's the raya from here? Oh, the Gemara didn't finish it yet. No? Okay, so Gemara's going to still continue now. So Gemara says, after presenting the Seifa, so let's understand further. Reisha, the beginning, where it was only one aid, so one aid we said that the guy is going to be Pater, we said. So the guy says, you ate Chalev. He said, I didn't eat Chalev. He's Pater. So Reisha, my time, and what's the reason? Kama Chayva Rabbanon. Wait, why are there Rabbanon say Chayv in the first case? Only when he says lo achalti is he pata, but if he doesn't say lo achalti, the implication is so my time come achai v'rabanan ilayim amishum de mehemin. If it's because eid echad is believed when the one eid accuses him, v'atrei ba'alma, but two people in general, two eidim, afagav de kamachish lahu inu memne v'kapat v'rabanan. But wait a second, when there are two eidim, even though he goes against the eidim, they are believed, and yet the Rabbanan are going to pater him from bringing the carbon. Let's get that clear.
If it's in Mezid.
Because they could say Bemezid.
He could say Bemezid.
Right, the guy himself, Reuven himself, could say Mezid.
Yeah.
So again, if it's because the first case, if the guy stays quiet by Eid Echad, the reason why we say he's Chayiv is because we believe in Eid Echad. So then, by two...
By Seifa.
Right. Sorry? Right, so it's when not so it's not about nemanus at all. If it's about nemanus, so we never believe a person himself against two aidim. A guy can't say, oh, I didn't kill him.
No,
who are you up against two aidim?
Even when he goes against two chachamim,
right. So I'm saying that the reason being, it can't be because, so the reason, we're trying to figure out what's the reason the ratio we believe eid echad. It can't be because of nemanus, we believe eid echad. Because if it's based on nemanus, so just like the case of two aidim, there's full nemas by two aidim, yet the guy could still exempt himself from it. So to the resha can't be based on that. Elalav mishum de ishtik v'shtika kodah damya. It must be because the guy in the resha, if he was quiet, didn't respond back to the eid echad, he's believed k'shtika kodah damya, and nothing to do with eid echad being believed. So that doesn't serve as a raya. The discussion of chaylev is not the raya. So now we need to know, what's the raya? What's the source, the basis, that eid echad is believed when it comes to these cases of the isha dying, the husband rather dying, and the wife could remarry based on the testimony of the eid echad. What's the basis? So Gemara says it must be ella svari. It's svara. What's the svara that we're going to believe in eid echad? Says the Gemara, a very, very important Gemara here. We're not going to go into depth, unfortunately. I have a piece of meat here, or a piece of fat rather. I don't know if it's shuman. Certain parts of the animal are mutatit. Certain parts of the animal of a chaya, not a behemoth, but a chaya, like a tzvi. Certain parts of the chaya is asrti. I don't know if this is chaylev and asr. I don't know if it's shuman. It looks the same to me. So it's a suffix. And also eid echad, one aid comes along. Vamar bari li de shumanu. I know for sure that this is shuman. I'm a professional. I know my fats, or I know where it came from. This is vada shuman matati. The mammon, we believe him.
What is chaylev?
Chaylev is the parts of the fat that's usher to eat.
What's shuman?
Also fats, different parts of the body. So chaylev is found in the klaios. I don't know exactly all the parts, but of a chaya, a wild animal, not a behemoth, not a domesticated animal.
Do you bring chaya as a kuban?
They're talking about even a stam, chulin animal.
Oh, so you're not allowed to eat chelev at all?
Right.
Not only from the korban itself.
Right.
Ah, but that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. If you ever see... I've never seen...
Even today?
Yeah.
Aha. So when you buy kosher meats, you're sure there's no chelev with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So, that's says...
something out of Italy.
Says the Gemara. So, So they're not sure the status of this meat. It's a suffix, piece of fat. If it's shuman or chelev... Eid Echad comes along and says, I know this is for sure shuman, you could eat it. We trust the guy. So we see Eid Echad is Neman. It's a svara. That's the svara. Now, the svara requires a little bit further. So Rashi explains, V'amar bari li the shuman hu de mehemen. This is two lines down from the top. V'hav v'adai pshitalan de samchin ala. We know for sure we rely on the Eid Echad. Because kozman shalom nechshad. Whenever there's not a chashad, we believe the Eid Echad, the lav hachi. If we don't believe this Eid Echad, ein lecha adam ochel mishachaveiro. I'll never eat at your house because ein lecha adam somechal b'nei beso. I don't know if you're telling the truth or not. How am I going to go to your house? There's always a suffix whether you're serving kosher food or not kosher food. So I trust the Baal Bas. So that's just a svar. That's just the way things work. There's no.
So why this gemara is so important?
Because in the areas all over Shas, we see what's the basis of Eid Echad. Eid Echad comes to a lot of places. They use these svars of Ne'manus by Eid Echad. Tosis brings another raya. It's based on Nida. Really, Nida's the source. What's the source? So look at Tosis for a second. Barley the Shuman de Mehemen. Tosis writes, this is in the wide lines, Yesh Mefarshim de Gamrina Minida. It's not based on a svar, really. It is someone a svar, but it's really based on a woman who's a Benida. Damar Babaham Madir bin the Gmarng Subis, the Safrala Lasma. She has to count Shivanakim when it comes to her. So how do we trust her? Maybe you have to have two Adim. How do you trust her? No, we trust her when it comes to Eid Echad, Beisur, and we trust the one Aid. We trust her herself. We trust the Baal Bas about the food that he's serving, unless there's a Chashad. We trust all these in Yanim. So otherwise we couldn't move forward. There's no trust, and you obviously need trust to have a successful society and a relationship and family. So it's a svara that we trust in Eid Echad. So here too also, we trust in Eid Echad by testifying that a husband had died overseas. Versus me, dummy, are these cases similar? By the case of the Shuman, there was never an Isser. We never knew. We just weren't sure the status. It was a Suffolk. So an Eid Echad could remove the Suffolk. But Hacha, by the case of the woman, is Chazek Yisura, the Eishes Ish. Her husband left, and she was a Vaday Isser Eishes Ish. V'ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. And
how
we never.
The basar is not Isur?
We don't know.
Sure? Okay,
we don't know. If it might be, they mix up the Shuman. So we don't know if this is a Vada Isur or a Safek Isur.
But you know that the Chelev is Vada Isur.
We don't know what this is. This actual meat is a Safek. We never had a Vada Isur on it. So Safek Isur, it's easy to take an Erecha to the Oker, that's Safek. But when she's a Vada Isur, and also, on top of that, the Gemara Tosas in Gittin talks about how to explain these two lines, but we'll read them together. And also, she's Davar Shebe'erva. It's a Rias we're dealing with. And the Klal is, in Davar Shebe'erva, Pachs Mishnaim, we always require at least two Eidim to remove an Isser Davar Erva, but we don't trust one Eid. So you can't compare the cases of an Eish Ish Vadai to the case of a Safek, a Shuman Safek Chalev. The Gemara said, Lo Dami Elo Lechaticha Devadai Chalev. It's similar. Our case is only similar to where there's a piece of fat that's Vadai Chalev. And then it somehow got confused with something else, where there was a Vada Chalev. Then us Eid Echad, Ramar Barli the Shuman Hava, the Lo Mehemen. And then the guy says, no, this is definitely a Shuman. What do you mean? How could you? This is Vada Chalev. You can't come ahead and say this is Vada Shuman now. So, in that case, we obviously do not trust Eid Echad. So too by the Eishes Ish, which is a Vada Isser, we do not trust an Eid Echad to be Oker, the status of Vada Eishes Ish. So what's the basis of trusting the Eid Echad by an Eishes Ish?
The Mishnah said that you can trust the
Yes,
Eid
yeah.
That's always funny.
So based on the Diyuk, that this Reish, Seif was talking about two Eidim, so the Reish must be talking about Eid Echad. And the Gemara quoted another Mishnah later on, Yivam, that we do trust in Eid Echad by an Eishes Ish. So Gemara says, Mi Dami, wait a second, are these cases similar? The case of our Vaday Eishes Ish to the Vaday Chalev? Hasan, by the Chalev case, Afilu Asu Bei Meya lomhemne. Even if 100 people come, this fat is clearly chalev. It has a sign that this is chalev. 100 people say this is shuman. We don't believe the 100 people. As opposed to hacha, by the case of the Eishes Ish, came the chiyasa betray. If 2 people come though, mehemne, we do trust them to say that the husband died. So you're going way too extreme. It's not like a case of vadei chalev, and they're trying to undermine the mitzis of the chalev. So too, just like we trust 2 Eidim by an Eishes Ish, maybe we should trust 1 Eid as well. No difference than Tevel. We trust 1 person by a Tevel. A person has an Isser Tevel in his house. He collected all the fruit. So the farmer now is Mafresh Shuman Maisos, so there's no longer Tevel. Well, isn't that Vade Isser Tevel, and 1 Eid is undoing the Shuman Maisos? So that should be permitted. And so too with Hekdesh and Konmos. So Gemara is going to explain each of these cases right now. Hi Tevel Hechidam. What's the case we're talking about where we trust the Eid Echad by Tevel? Either day, if it's because it's the own person's property, the farmer, we trust him. Since it's in his hands to fix it, he has that ability, so we trust him once he said it's fixed. Because otherwise you can never go ahead. There's been Isser Tevel forever. So since it's Biyadla, now Biyadla requires some explanation. The Achurim talk about what is Biyadla, how Biyadla works. But since Biyadla, since it's in hand to fix it, so we trust him that he fixed it. So that's not a Chiddush. That's very different than our case of the Eishes Ish. Biyadla is different. If a person Biyadla, he has a koch to fix it. It's different than a random Eid Echad testifying about a man who died. So that's too obvious to know. Ella, the case of Tevel that we're talking about must be to Acher, somebody else. So my Kesavar, somebody else took the, was Mafrish Tevel. The farmer himself, so of course we trust him, because Biyado, we trust him since he has the ability to do it. He has bilis over this, we trust him. But somebody else goes to the farmer's property and takes it. Do we trust this other guy to go into his own property to say it's no longer Tevel? If you hold in general, this is a sugi that appears in the Dharma and elsewhere, that if it's a situation where the you don't require das balam, someone could go into my farm and collect and separate truma meiser, and it's going to be a good truma meiser, then he's also biado. If you again, if you permit someone else without my das to go ahead and mafish truma, it's a good truma meiser. Then it's no different than the farmer himself. It's biyado and it's biyado of the acher. So then, mishum di biyado l'sakno. So that's not a chiddush. Whenever it's biyado, we always trust the guy who's biyado. Vi kasavar tzarech das balim. If you require the das balim, Reuven can't go into my property and take out my fruit without my das. So v'amar ana yadana be de miskanu. And the guy says, I know it was fixed. How do you know that? How do you know you trust the other guy? How does that, the other guy is not biyado? The guy says, I know that Reuven fixed it. How does he know? It wasn't biyado. So that might not be, so we don't trust the guy by Tevel. Only if it's the guy himself, not a random person who has no permission. So that's not a clear raya to our case. The Gemara is challenging this. Right. Eidecha, we don't trust Eidecha. What's the source? Again, how do you know we would trust an Eidecha, an outsider that says it works? Furthermore, Hekdesh Nami, what's the case of Hekdesh where we do trust an Eidecha by Hekdesh? Eid Kedusha Damim. If you're talking about Hekdesh, where the guy is Makdish something like a table, and there's Kedusha's Damim, whereby you have to redeem the Kedusha to bring in the Beis HaMikdash. I can't bring this table to the Beis HaMikdash. There's Kedusha's Damim. If it's Kedusha's Damim, Mishum Di Biyad Loftoso, because it's my table, I have the ability to redeem this and to bring it in. So I'm trusted to know when this is Hekdesh and when this is not Hekdesh, since it's Biyado, it's my bilis over this. Either Kedusha's Guf, if it's a case where it's Makdish an animal that has no mum, it's a Kedusha's Guf, where this animal itself has to be brought to the Mizbeach, you cannot be pulled to this Kedusha's Guf, then Ididei, if it's my own animal, Mishum Dibiyadu, this is Shulei Aleh, I could ask a Shaila, I could have a Hataras Nadarm from a Chacham, so that's Biyado to undo the Kedusha's Guf. There's a way out of this, not by Pidyon, but by asking a Shaila from a Chacham. So it's Biyado, since it's Biyado, I trust me myself. But Elo De'acher, if it's another guy, who says, Amar Yodana Beit Isha, I know that the Mari, Allah, I know that the owner of this animal was mashal, this was removed the Kedusha. Well, Gufa Manola, how do you know you trust that other guy? He's an outsider. It's not Biyado. And the third case, Konmos. Konmos is a case where I say that's us for so and so to get any Hana from me. I'm Konima Dvamalai. Or I say that I can't get enough from him, or he can't get enough from me. Either way, that Konmos is Nadarim. So, what's the story of Nadarim? E Kasavar Yesh Me'ila B'Konmos. If you're going to say that there's an Issa Mil, if I say that this Hefta, for example, is going to be Asa for me to get Hana from, it's Kedusha's Bethika Bias, says Rashi, and there's an Issa Mil, if I were to get Hana from it, there would be an Issa Mil, then it's considered a Kedusha's Damim. So, Nach Dila Mishim Ziyad Liftoso. Since it's Kedusha's Damim, I have the ability to redeem Kedusha's Damim. So, since it's Biyado, they trust me as the owner of this Konmos. V'Kasavar Ein Mi'ila B'Konmos. If you hold that there's no Mi'ila by Konmos, and there's nothing inherent to this item. It's just there's an outside, there's a force field around it that I created the Isser, but nothing inherent to this. Then if it's mine, I have the ability to ask a Chacham to undo that Isser that surrounds that. So since it's Biyado, of course, I trust it as the owner. But if an outsider says, an Eidecher comes along and says, I know that the owner of this Konmos was Mashil on this. Well, again, Gufa Minol, how do you know that we trust such an Eid Echad? So Gemara, you know, looks all over the place for a source that we trust Eid Echad.
Echad is no good.
What?
Echad is no good.
So the Eid Echad in general is not good, exactly. Well, other than Eid Echad and Nembisurim, but Amar Bezeira mitoch chomer shechmar taleb besofa, hikal taleb betchila. So Rabbi Zera says, since we have so many chomers at the end, we made so many kulas in the beginning, which means, in the case of this woman, who we allow her to get married if someone comes along, and Eidecha comes along and says, your husband died. We allow her to get married. But if your husband ends up showing up to the door and he never died, there's a ton of chumrins. You get divorced from both husbands. You get no ksuba, nothing.
Sodavka, the chumra, This is the makel.
Yeah, it's very, because all the chumras at the end we made kulas in the beginning, so you could rely on one. Even though in general we don't rely on eight echad, since there's so many chumras at the end, we're going to allow kulas to be in the beginning. So Gemara says, wait a second. So why don't you, get rid of everything? Why not just say lo lichmiv lo likal? Have no chumras, have no kulas, and just go based on everything else, the normal standards that we have all called our kula. Says the Gemara, because we wanted to be makel in the beginning, mishum iguna akila beirabanim, because we don't want to be naguna and not know the status for husband and stay single for, or you know, stay connected, not being able to get married for the rest of our life. We had kulas in the beginning, but to balance it out, we had to create chumras at the end to make sure she really knows what she's doing, that her husband really did die if it's only an eid echad. Yes.
I understand, Maran. What's his name? Yosef.
Vavari Yosef.
Vavari Yosef. Yeah. That he did the beginning with Agunot. Michael, it was a big deal. I don't understand why they
made Michael.
What?
What are you saying? With
it was Michael with Agunot.
Yeah. And many are. Yeah, again, it's not Pashut. But
so now I understand why it's not so Pashut.
Based on these sugyas, we have to be Michael with, has to be within reason and within a certain framework that the Chumim had laid out for us. But there are some built-in kulas that we rely on. But for that reason, you had to balance it out with chumras at the end. If it turns out that it was incorrect, the Eichar, then we have to really take it to the extreme not to take these things lightly. Okay. Gemara in the Bam Pechesim Aleph says, Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh. If it turns out we trusted the Eid Echad, and then her husband ends up showing up, the first husband, she has to get divorced from both parties.
Where are you?
I am at Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh. It's two dots. You guys, so it's quoting from the Mishnah that if it turns out after relying on the Eid Echad, her first husband shows up and he never died, she has to get divorced from both her first husband and the second husband. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, lo shanu ela shenises be'eid echad. This is only true if she got married based on one eid only. Aval nises apishne eidim. If two eidim came and said, your husband died, lo teite, she does not have to get divorced from the first husband. Oh, lo teite, rather, Gemara, I think, thinks from the second husband. She could stay married to the second husband because two eidim said that your husband died, so she had full rights to get remarried. Machgola b'marava, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they were laughing. They're making fun of Rav. What do you mean? Asa gavra v'koi v'at amers lo tete? The husband comes, shows up to the door, and you could say married to the second husband? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara said, no. The situation that we were talking about, Rav was talking about, was lo tzricha ela de lo yodinale. They don't know who this person is. That this is your first husband. They have no idea. Is it the first husband or not? Id lo yodinale, be'ed echad amai tete. So if we don't know if the first husband shows up, so even by b'eid echad, why does this random guy with his long beard show up? He has enough ability to make her get divorced from the second husband.
But she knows. What do you mean we do not know?
So look, right? So the Gemara said, what's the case here? So amai tete. So really, lo tzricha is the case. The asu betre. Two people come. V'amru anon havinim b'hadei. We are with this guy, your husband. Michi nafik bad hasha. And from the point he left until we returned back home 3 years later, we were with him. And we know this is your husband. Yes, he got a little bit gray, lost some hair, and got a long beard. He looks different to you, but we know for sure it's him. You don't know who he is. You don't recognize him. When the brothers came down to Mitzrayim, Yosef recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. Because see, that's what the Gemara says. Amrav Chizda milamid shiyotza below chasim hazaken uba v'chasim hazaken. Because he left with a very clean shaven. And when they came down, he had a full beard. They didn't recognize him anymore. Here, also, the husband came back after 3 years with a long white beard and no hair, whatever else has changed in his body and his face. So she didn't recognize him. The Edom didn't recognize him. So it's a suffix.
Physically,
right.
But usually you don't go by
to be asked call, we have the voice. I have it all the time. I was at a wedding last night, and I see some of my old friends looking at me like, Yoni Levin, like, oh, right, you look like this. So I get it all the time. People haven't seen me in many, many years, don't recognize me. It's the Chasim HaZakan. So, here at Trolls, they didn't recognize the husband.
You were not born like this?
So that's what's going on here. So again, the case is, one aide said that you're allowed to get married, your husband died. So you're allowed to trust him. So then the husband shows up, but they're not really sure if this is the husband, he looks a bit different. Two Adam say, no, this was the husband we left from here to there.
Trust us. So, this is your
right. So that's the situation where she has to get divorced. But if she initially got married based on two Adam saying that your husband died, and then the husband shows up with two Edom saying, this is your old husband, then we're not really sure who to trust. Two Edom said he died. Two Edom said, this is your husband. Then we say, you're allowed to stay married to the second husband. It's only if it's initially based on the one Ed Echad, and then he shows up, we make them get divorced. The Gemara says, so, at the end of the day, wait a second, trey v'trey ninu. It's two against two, and haba alev ashim talim. So wait a second. How are we allowed to let her to stay married to the second husband? Two Edom said your husband died. Now two new Edom are saying that your husband, this is your husband, he's alive. So it's trey, it's a suffix. Habalav b'ashem tale. If she were to stay married to her second husband, that's a suffix. And whenever there's a suffix, you have to bring a carbon ashem tale. Ashem tale, by definition, is a carbon that's brought on a tale. It's suffix. We don't know the story. How do we allow her to stay married to this second husband? So Amar Rav Sheshes, explains, Kigon Chenises Le'echad Me'edeha. He married one of the Edom. So two Edom came, and she married one of the Edom, because for him, he was bari lo. To him, it was so clear that the husband died. So Gemara says, oh, so that's why he's allowed to marry her. Gemara says, okay, fine, for him, that's fine, but he goofed b'ashem tal, but she doesn't know, Kaima. The Eid Echad, that one of the two Edom, knows for sure that in his world, the husband died. So it's no suffix for him. But for her, she doesn't know. She has two Edom saying one thing, another two Edom saying something
after
else.
After the fact, meaning after he came back.
After he came back, right. Before he came back, then it's complete mutter to both parties. Now the husband shows up looking very different with two Edom. Well, who does he trust? These two Edom or those two Edom? So the Eid Echad who said that he died, one of the two Edom who said he died, can marry her and stay married because from his perspective, he knows Vada he died. She doesn't know. So how could we allow her to stay married to this person who, in her eyes, it's a suffix. She doesn't know anything.
Okay. What are you doing, you know?
Right. You like that scenario.
I love to do this stuff.
So the Gemara says, Be'omeres Barile. It's also where she says, I also know, based on the simanim that the first Edom brought me, the clothing, whatever else it was, the way he looked and the way he spoke, the way he acted, I know for sure that the first Edom were believed. So she's allowed to rely on that and stay married to this second husband, who happened to be one of the two Edom. That's the case where she really believes the two Edom. Myla Memer, what's this to say? Afilu Rabbi Menachem be Rabbi Yosi lo kamar ela kishubo Edom v'chakach nises. Aval nises v'chakach bo Edom lo amar. So what's the chiddush here? If it's only a case where we're saying if she's allowed to stay married when she says, I know for sure that this is my husband who died, why does Rab need to be mechadesh this? Even Rabbi Menachem says this. He only asks, as we'll see in a second, that you have to get divorced only when the Edom come and then she gets married. But let's say she gets married and then the second set of Edom come, then she doesn't have to get divorced.
What? Say it again.
That the only time, again, Rab says it's chiddush.
What's chiddush?
The chiddush that when two Edom come, so if
she
it's based,
she can stay married.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's based on the initial two Edom, she's allowed to stay married, even though two Edom come later on.
Yeah.
So Rav, what's Rav? Rav's an Amora. Even though somebody would say Rav works as a Tanim, but what's Rav coming to add on? We have a Brisa here that's going to say the same halacha. That was a Brisa say. That the only time we make her get divorced is only if the second set of Edom came, and then she still gets married. Two Edom come and say your husband died. Two Edom come and say this is your husband. And then she gets married anyways. Then we make her get divorced because she came after the two Edom were contradicting each other. But if the first set of Edom come that your husband died, she gets married, and then after the marriage, the second set of Edom come, Rabbi Menachem, even he, as we'll see in a second, even he'll hold, she's allowed to stay married. What's Rav coming to add on to Rabbi Menachem? So the Gemara quotes a Brisa, the Tanya. Shnayim omrim umeis, two say that your husband died, v'shnayim omrim lo meis, and two say that your husband did not die. Or Shnaim Omrim Nisgarsha, he divorced you. Mishnaim Omrim Lo Nisgarsha, he did not divorce you. Hairezu Lo Tinase, you're not allowed to get married because it's a suffix right now. We don't know what the status is. Vim Nises Lo Tete, but if you get married, you could stay married because it's a suffix, so B'dievet, you're okay. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi Omer Tete, he says you have to get divorced. You have no basis, you have no right to get married. You're a suffix. And even if you go ahead and get married, you have to get divorced. So he's more machmer. But still, even though he's machmer by the case of getting married after the suffix has been created, so Amar Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Emas ani omer. When do I say teitze? Bisman shebo edim v'acharkach nitze. Only when both sets of edim come, the suffix had been created, and then she gets married anyways. Aval niseis v'acharkach bo edim. If she gets married before the suffix was created, only after the first edim came and said that your husband died, she goes and gets married. Then v'acharkach bo edim. Then the suffix is created after marriage. Even hilkri harayze lo teitze. So what's Rav coming? What's a chiddush of Rav? What's Rav adding on to the Tana? The Tana already says that. Depending on when the Edom come. So Gemara says, Ki kama Rav, when Rav said his statement, Nami bizman shebo Edom v'chakach nises. He also said a statement, when Edom came, the second set of Edom came, and there was a suffix, and then she went ahead and got married, that's when Rav says she's allowed to stay married, even though the suffix was created first. Lafuki midirbinachem Rabbi Yossi. He was saying his statement to Dafka go again to Rabbi. He was supported by the Tanakama. So Rav was trying to tell us, I guess, that yes, there's a machlokis between Tanakama and Rabbi what to do if there was a suffix and she got married anyways. Rabbi said get divorced. Tanakama says stay married, b'diavad. Rav came ahead to say we hold like the Tanakama against Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yossi.
But is that only in the case where she marries one of the Edom?
It could only be because the technicality of her, otherwise she's a suffix. Only a case where there's no suffix in her eyes and the eyes of the aide, so then, but if it's someone else, an outsider, unless you want to say that, could the outsider also say Bari Li? He probably can't say Bari Li because he doesn't know the simanim. Only by the issue is that Tfiyas Ayin or Tfiyas Simanim, only she could be trusted. So I get, yeah. No, the Rav is not making a chiddush. Rav is simply saying, the machlokas, when one set comes and says he dies, another set says he doesn't die. It's a suffix. And she goes ahead and gets married anyways.
But that's not the Mishnah.
No, so that Rav is saying that's that he's qualifying the Mishnah to be such a case.
Okay.
So when that suffix is created first, and then she goes ahead and gets married.
Tetzeh.
So, exactly. Well, let machlokas. Rabbi Menachem says teitzeh, Tanakam says lo teitzeh. Rav is saying the same thing. Rav says lo teitzeh, don't get divorced. Rav is just saying we do not pass him like Rabbi Menachem. We pass him like the Tanakama, lo teitzeh. Uh-huh. That's all Rav is doing. Then the Gemara says, Ikadamri. There's another version of this discussion that says, Taima deniseis v'chakach bo edim, only because she gets married, and then the second set of edim come and say, no, he never died. Aval bo edim v'chakach niseis tete. But if the second set of edim came, and only then did she get married after the suffix was created, then the halach is tete. That is, another presentation of Rav's statement. And Gemara says, so Kaman, who does he hold like? He must pass like Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi. So there are two different presentations of Rav's position. Either he holds like Tanakama, lo teite, or he holds like Rabbi Menachem, teite. Gemara asks the question from Rava, Mesi Rava, minayin she'im l'rata dafno? Dafno. By Rashi's hako v'kichu ba'karcho. How do we know? So what's this pasuk referring? How do we know if he doesn't want, we force him and make him mikadashis v'tamlo v'kidashto bar kocha. What's this pasuk referring to? So Rashi says v'kidashto ki es lechem elokecha hu makriv kodesh yelach ki kodesh ani Hashem mikadishchem. So Rashi explains v'minayin shem lo rotza koin leskadish min tuma u'minoshim tulos. He doesn't want to be miskadish himself. The coin, you know, he wants to go into beis kfaros. He wants to marry women who apostle to him. He doesn't want to take on the legacy of being a Kohen and does the incorrect things. How do you know if he doesn't want to do that? So we force him, we hit him until he does it. We have to be Mekadishim. We have to sanctify him. That's what the Pasuk says, against his will. And now what does that do with what we're talking about? We'll see in a moment. Hey Chidami, what's the situation here? Ilema dilo niseis le'echad me'adeha lo kamer bari li tzichel me'mar didafno. So what's this case talking about? Rashi says, "Heichi dami deha vaday beiser mefursam vafilu beiser savik lo iser echra devadik kafin alei." Now, if it's a case where the delonis is leechad meadeha, why don't we just go back to the case of her? So the kohen that's a married someone who's asur to him. If it's a case where two edim said, I see. Okay, it's talking about a case where the kohen went overseas. And his wife was told by two Edom.
במקרה שלא ניסת לאחד משני עדים שידעו על מות בעלה ועל פי דבר, היא ניסת לכהן, שלא היה אחד מאותם העדים. ושוב, לאחר שניסת, באו שני עדים אחרים והעידו שבית שניסת לכהן, היה בעל הראשון באמת אדם בחיים. והוא מת רק לאחר מכן.
Right. So what's the case with the kohen? What's the iser?
Kach she asura alav mechamat iser zona. Me'achar ve'nivela le'mishayta asura alav because he was still alive only after he died.
Right. So what's the case here that we're talking about? If the kohen is married to someone who's pasul to him, so when's there a situation where we force him to divorce her? So the Gemara is trying to figure out the case. It's not talking about a grusho or a manet kohen gadol. We're talking about a case where he was overseas, and she went ahead and got married to somebody else, and she's not allowed to. And then turns out the kohen shows up to the door. So then we force him to get married. So what's the case of this overseas and who she's relying on to get married? So again, if she does not marry one of the Edom, two Edom came along and said, your husband, the kohen, died. So if she married someone else who wasn't one of the Edom, and again, it must be a case where there are two Edom said he did die, two Edom that he did not die, below Kamar Barley, and she says, I'm not so sure that it was my husband who you're describing, but I'll get married anyways. Do you need a pasuk to tell us that for sure we make him divorce her? She had no right to get married in the first place. So if she got married, she was Mizana, and someone was Mizana, even certainly by Cohen, but even by Yisrael, we forced him to get divorced her. She had no basis to get married. The must be a case where two Edom said that your husband died. And she gets married to one of the Edom, who is Bari Li, and is also Bari La. So she got married, yet v'katani, dafno, but we still force the Kohen to divorce her when he comes up. Even though there are two Edom that said she's allowed to get married, we force him to divorce her. Alma mafkin alei mine, therefore we force her to get divorced.
Why? But they did it okay, no?
That's the question, the Gemara, exactly, that's the question. We said before, if two Edom come, and then when she gets married to one of the Edom, it's Bari to the Edom, it's Bari to her, it's good. We don't force them to get married, to get divorced, rather. But this Bryce says we force them to get divorced. So it's Akasha. Gemara says, Isser Kuna Shiny. When it comes to Kuna, it's different. Did Rashi explain the basis? I would imagine it's based on Anusa, because even in Anusa, a Kohen is usher to stay married to a wife, let's say, was raped, or Anusa, whatever case it is. By Yisrael, if that was his wife, he's allowed to stay married to his wife. By a Kohen, whose wife was Anusa, it's usher. So I assume it's, I'm not sure why the Gemara says Issa Kuna Shiny. I would imagine because Issa Kuna Anusa Shiny. And that might be what the intention of the Gemara is. But Rashi doesn't really tell us anything. Based on what it says here, it nothing to do with Anusa at all. It just says we have more Machmir by a Kohen because of Mokhashuvim.
It's another Gzera.
But my question, why do you need a Gzera? Isn't it Anusa? It's Anusa. She's Anusa. So Anusa is also a Kohen. Because
meaning Anusa not raped, she's
she listened to the Chachamim. Yeah. She did the right thing, but turns out it was incorrect.
Oh, Anusa that way.
So unless we're saying this is even more removed than Anusa. This is mamish beheter, as opposed to this is
it's not a fault at all.
Well, Anusa means not fault either.
Yeah.
But Anusa is different than Rishus. There she is. Anusa, she had no Rishus. It was they said she had Rishus. We advised, we encouraged her to get married. So maybe that would be mutter to Kohen, which would be a chiddush. But maybe that's what the Gemara is telling us. No, it's fine.
Bebet din nishar adavar b'safek isur. She knows it's a heter. Clearly they know.
Right.
Her and the coin, but lebet din nishar adavar b'safek isur. הציווי על בית דין של וקידשתו מלמד שבוד שבכל שאר המצוות חובתם של בית דין היא רק לראות לכך שאנשים ישמרו על המצוות שלהם שלהם, their מצווה כאן מוטלת חובה מיוחדת על בית דין לשמור על קדושת כהנים
it's because of the suffix, it's a suffix still
yes, to bית דין
it's
always the suffix, you know so the suffix is more clear to the bית דין
so in general where there's a vada yanusa so then she is also to the kohen This is not a Vada Anusa. It's possible it was, she's mother to be... No, it's no because the if he shows up, it's Vada Anusa. Because the husband shows up, the Kohen shows up.
She's Anusa, no thing. But in regard to Kohen, there was always suffix to the Bet Din.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this Bet Din, but there's always this, you know, this chance that they're wrong.
But wrong at what?
That he didn't die, he's still alive.
No, but he shows up now. And there's no contention. This is Vada, the Kohen, who shows up.
So that's why they're not allowing the Kohen to begin with.
Right, but I'm saying it should be because she's an Anusa, so the Anusa Kohen to Usher to be with his wife, even though she's an Anusa, he's Usher.
Okay.
So why is the Gemara saying the reason is because we have a Chumra by Kohanim? It's not a chumra back. It's a din. It's a din and an iser.
A din of anusa by Kohanim.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that it's clear? Aren't we going with the same halach before that? Eid is bari. The wife is bari, but everybody else is saying these two other.
I see. It's still a case. You're right. It still goes back to the case of Suffolk. We don't know if it's the husband. The husband shows up looking differently. Since it's still a Suffolk, it's not a vade anusa. If it's a vade anusa in a chanami, she wouldn't be. Since it's a Suffolk and dealing with Kwanim, then we're super machmir to make him get divorced. Okay.
Say it again.
That it's a case where he shows up, but we don't recognize him.
Oh.
So we're not sure. It's a Suffolk. If it's the real husband, so then she's an unusa, it's usher. If it's not the husband, and then her husband's dead, so since it's a suffix,
so we don't take a chance.
Right. No, but wait. Oh, hold on one second. Sorry. But if we don't know him, then we trust him that he's a Kohen. We're saying, okay, in the case that you're the guy and you're also a Kohen, you're not allowed to stay married to this original wife.
We may know the guy was a Kohen.
Uh-huh. She doesn't know if this was the husband.
Just don't know if this
could be a twin brother. It looked just like him with a different beard. Okay. Fine. Gemara says, now, Iba Isayim, a couple other answers of how this case is different. By the Kohanim is different, that by the Kohanim we're machmir, we force him to get divorced. Iba Isayim, my Daphna. What does Daphna mean? It doesn't mean to push and to hit until he divorces her. Daphna means Daphna Be'edim. We just try to gather up information and more witnesses to figure out what exactly, to clarify the situation. We don't just leave it as is. We don't just leave it, okay, it's a suffix. No, we investigate even further. That's what dafna means. And it's not a stira. Iba yisema. Kishibo edim v'acharkach nises Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. No, the case of the kiddush, the case of the Kohanim was where the suffix came first, and then they got married, and then in such a case, Rabbi Menachem Paskin, that we forced her to get divorced because she never really had a right to get married in the first place since it was a suffix before she got married. Rav Ashi Amar, Omer, Milo Tetze. So Rav Ashi is going back now to which case?
He's going more back to Rav's statement.
Back to Rav's statement, the initial statement of Rav. Rav said that if she initially got married based on one aid, and the husband shows up, so she has to get divorced. But if it was based on two aidim, and then the husband shows up, we say lo teitzei. So Rav Ashi is interpreting the words, "What my lo teitzei," to come a Rav lo teitzei mehetere harishon. Don't go out from your heter the rishon. I mean, you're allowed to stay married to your second husband.
Your first husband.
To your heter rishon for the first husband. No, heter rishon is...
You don't leave the heter you had to your first husband, meaning you remain much with your first husband.
It's so strange. Why we call that the heter rishon? It's not a heter. It's mutter because she was asur when she's a pnuya.
Meaning that your relationship with the second husband doesn't possibly. You don't lose the initial heter you had to your first husband, because as opposed to the cases where it possibly you from your rishon, because that's all about.
Okay, so that's what Rashi says. I find the language to be a bit strange, but Rashi explains, Mehetera Harishon, Dechozeres, like you said, Larishon, she goes back to her first husband, Zanusa, because she's Anusa. To Adam said that her husband died. She had every right to go get remarried. Turns out her husband never died. So she was completely Anusa, and she can go back to the Heterishon to remain married to the first husband. That's what Lotete means, according to Rav Ashi. Gemara says, Ha Amar Rav Chadazimna. Rav was already stated once before. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, "Nisei shelo brishus mutaris lachzer lo." If she gets married without permission, so she's allowed to go back to the first marriage. And Amar Rav Huna, quotes the name of Rav. Hachi hilchasa. So this is the halacha. Chad mechal de chaverta itmar. Right. So what's the question? So this Mishnah is our Mishnah above, right? So if she gets married without the rishus in the first place, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Meaning if she had two eidim, we said two eidim that she's allowed to get married, and turned out her husband never died, she's allowed to go back to the first one. So we already heard that statement in the Mishnah. What's Rav coming to add on to it? So the answer is, chad mechal chaverta itmar. I guess he's concluding one from the next. You're right, it's saying the same halacha. He's just, I guess, being clear what the Mishnah was not so clear in saying. Rav is just being a little bit clearer. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah, I think that's all it's saying. Yeah. The Gemara is what it says down here, that Rav says one statement, and they just included another statement in his name that was connected to a previous statement. You're right, his second statement was really unnecessary. It was based on the Mishnah. But since it was similar to another halacha Rav said, they just nichlal them together. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Now, that's all. This whole discussion up until now had been the opinion of Rav. Now, Shmuel comes along. Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu ela shel machashta. Ba machashta lo teset. Everything we said up until now is only a situation where there is no debate as to the testimony that's being presented. But if there was some type of debate, lo teitzeh. So what does it mean? Who's debating who? But Mayaskinan. She, you said?
Yeah.
So Gemara is going to say, let's see. But Mayaskinan, what are we talking about? Let's see. Ilema bibe shtre kimachach shile. If it's somehow there, two Edom come and are going against the statement of him. We're talking about an Eid Echad here now, I guess?
No, Shnei Edom.
Then the initial of two Edom?
Yes. The initial.
Yeah?
The initial. אם תאמר שמדובר במקרה ששני עדים מעידים לסייע לטענת האיש שהוא בעלה הראשון. Bring two עדים to help him out, to convince
the husband. So initially, the two עדים come along and said that your husband died. And kimach shilei, and then she says, no, what are you talking about? No, wait a second.
No.
So two עדים come and said she died initially, that he died initially.
Died, yeah.
Then two other עדים came along and said, by the way, your husband never died, this is him. And she's machish, the second set of Edom that, no, this is not him. What are you talking about? My husband looked very different. My husband's dead. So in that case, says the Gemara, my Hava, what's the din here? So she has no right to go against two Edom. Who is she up against two Edom?
Any Nemet.
Right, it's two against two. So Ella, Bechad, it's only where one aid came along, what, initially one aid achad, or originally? I think the second case. The second case, one aid says, by the way, this is your husband.
Yes,
this is him.
One
aid comes along, and she says, no, it's not. Time with the machashata, only because she goes against this aid achad, she outwardly speaks that this is not him, that lo teitzeh, so we don't trust aid achad. She's allowed to be machish aid achad, so she still relies on the first two aidim who says that her husband died. Ha shaska tete. But if she remains quiet, the eid echad said, "This is your husband," and she just stands there dumbfounded. Then the halacha would be that
she got koda,
and then she basically admitting to him, and then she would have to get divorced. If that's the case, ha amar ula. Doesn't ula say kol makom sheamina torah eid echad harei kan shnayim vein dvarv sheechad b'makom shnayim. So why is that the case? We have two eidim that initially said that the husband died.
I think we're talking about the case of two aid initially.
No?
I think all of Shmuel's statements are talking about one aid initially. It's going back on the Mishnah. Talking about one aid initially.
Let's
and
see.
Then is it two aidim that come in the Ma'achesh? And then she disagrees with the two aidim. We don't care about what she says.
I think you're right. You are right. Because based on what's saying here in the side here, you're right. Let's backtrack for a second then. We're talking about, whoa, it's ready, 657. Oh boy. Okay, so we're talking about one aid. One aid says the husband dies. So if the case is, and on that statement, Shmuel says, this is only true if she does not go against what they say. But if she goes against what they say, then the halacha is lo teitzeh. Okay, again, one Eid Echad says she could get married.
He died.
Eid Echad says he died, she marries.
One, yes.
He shows up.
Then came two.
So no, before two right now, let's just say the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, one Eid says, husband dies, she gets married. Husband shows up. She has to get divorced from both. So Shmuel qualifies and says it's only true if she does not go against what they said. But if she goes against what the Eid Echad says, then lo teitzeh, she's allowed to stay married to the second Eid.
Going against what Eid Echad said.
Trying to figure that out.
That's what we're figuring out. This is the basic structure right now, though. She goes against what one of the Eidim say, she's allowed to stay married. So what's the case? If it's a scenario where two came along, and again, the starting point is one Eid said he died. That's the start. We're not contesting that. One Eid says the husband dies. So what's the husband shows up? Two Edom say, this is your husband. And she said, no, it's not. She has no right to go against these two Edom. So she has to be Teitzeh. It must be a case where, no, another Eid Echad came and said, this is your husband. And then she says, no, he's not. That's not my husband. If that's what Rav is saying, she's allowed to stay married because she could go against the second Eid Echad and she could rely on the first Eid Echad. And the Lacha then is lo Teitzeh. So the Gemara says that's not true. Because Ula tells us that kol makum she'aminu Torah Eid Echad, whenever the Torah believes one aid, which is in this case, we believe the Eid Echad, that the husband died, Hare Kan Shnayim, this aid has the same level of belief as a two people. Vein Dvariv Shel Echad B'makum Shnayim, and we don't believe one against two, because now the second Eid Echad is not a typical Eid Echad. We only believe Eid Echad to say the husband died, not to say that he's alive. You with me?
No.
Okay.
No. And so, therefore her shtika against the second one, it's worth it.
Exactly. Sorry, we have to just go a few minutes. We're late here, David. Sorry. So Halachma eskinan bipsule edus. We're talking about psule edus here. Rabbi Nachemya, the Tanya, Rabbi Nachemya, Omer, Kamakum Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Halach Acher Rov Deos. Whenever there's a Torah is believed, one Eid, we always go based on more Rov Deos, depending on the amount. Normally it's 2 against 2, and it doesn't make a difference how many people on each side. 2 and 2 is same thing as 100 versus 100 or 100 versus 2. But when it goes based on Eid Echad, then we go based on Rov Deos. We do count how many Eidim are on each side. Vasu Shtei Nashim Bish Echad. And two women have the same level of its belief as one man. Kishnei Anashim, Bishachar. It's all the same. So what's going on here?
So there was one. I guess there was one aide who said that he was dead. Two aidim come who are psuei aidus to say this is him. He's alive. And now she says, no, I don't agree with you. He's dead. So now you got
with two.
Two. You got two. You got a bunch of psuim going against each other over here.
If she goes against the second set of Edim, since they're pasul, so even though we believe them regarding these halachas, if she goes against them, she's allowed to protest what they're saying. Is that what we're saying?
If you look at the first Rashi, first long, wide line in Rashi.
Also, Shein Hashem, Mechishas.
The most stuff is short. Maybe we'll.
Yeah. We did pretty good. Let's just read this Rashi here for a moment. Asu shnei anashim hamachishos ish echad kishnei anashim beish echad dimemne hilkach ilu lo ba habal ve'eda ve'ed omer meis uvishnei psule edus omer lo meis lo nafku le mecheskes eishesish talach achar rov deos. Whenever eid echad comes, we believe eid echad initially that he died, we always go based on how many eidim are there total. Ends up being two, even though the psulim, we trust even psulim, it goes about numbers, not about the standard of the edim. So we have 2 against 1, we don't believe the one aid that he died. So if the husband comes back and two psule edim say this is your husband and she doesn't know, he's not going against what they're saying. If she says, I know for sure that this is not my husband, remove one aid, so they go 1 against 1, you knock out one of the aidim. Could say 2 aidim say this is him, she says it's not, so they knock each other out. It ends up being one psule aidis only is left against the one aid achad who is kasher. So that's what's going on here. So again, to create the complicated cases as follows. That one aid says that your husband died. We believe that the Chacham gave aid echad nemanus to believe that a husband died. She gets married. Then the husband shows up with two psule edus, two krovim. Oh, this is your husband. And she says, no, it's not my husband. So if she doesn't know.
But how do you believe that?
If she says, I don't know who this guy is, maybe it is, maybe not. So then we believe that two edim, psule edus, we believe them up against aid echad. That's the klal. Even though normally psule edus is not trusted, when it comes to when we believe aid echad, we can nullify an aid echad with psule edus, special halacha. But if it's a case where she says, no, that is not my husband, so she goes to two edim who psule edim say, this is your husband. She says not. She goes against it. So she and someone else gets knocked out. There's one aid psule left saying, this is your husband. One psule edus about this saying your husband does not go against the one aid echad that the husband died, because aid echad is believed like two to say that he died. He's not believed to say that he's alive. And that's what the Gemara basically says here.
Where did the psule edut came from?
Well, let's just stop here.